News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. This show is flying by today, 3:53 p.m. right now, headed towards the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Listen, I got to tell you, jumping back to one of those weird threads we had. So I just went ahead and tweeted out a thread on this idea of what happens if Kamala Harris gets appointed to the Supreme Court. Those of you who are just tuning in are like, what did he just say? What? Kamala Harris. Okay, go with me, because I just added a new wrinkle to it. So if you follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Sen, that's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams, you can track this. Here's the deal. Picture this. It's crazy. I mean, I had multiple people give me input that developed this tweet thread. It starts with this. President of the United States needs to revamp his administration, and the Dems are scared to death of the 2024 election ticket, right? Justice Stephen Breyer has just announced his retirement. Biden has to appoint someone. Biden has already committed, according to news reports, to appoint a black female to the Supreme Court. Okay, next tweet. So Biden kills two birds with one stone, nominates Vice President Kamala Harris. It winds up clearing up his ticket. It gives the Dems a chance to put the new and perhaps more preferable VP at the top of the ticket when Biden finally announces what we already know, that he won't run again. But then a problem emerges. The current Senate makeup is split 50-50, with Harris being the one who makes the deciding 51st tiebreaker vote. But she cannot vote on her own confirmation and would have to recuse, leaving the vote potentially split again. Can the Dems muster a Republican crossover? Aha. But then I put, but the Dems then also have the same lame duck session problem to worry about. Since their elections are in November, may likely see a loss of their majority. Can they get a confirmation done before the new GOP majority could be seated in February? Interesting. And then, I'll just call him Michael. I won't say his full name, but Michael just sent me a message, and he is spot on. He said, and so I put, aha. I said, credit to one of my listeners, Michael. Here's who points out that technically Kamala Harris could resign first with the understanding that she will be nominated. Let the nomination be announced. She resigns her position as vice president. The new vice president gets seated, and the new vice president would be in the tiebreaker vote to see her appointed to the Supreme Court. At that point, the Democrats have a new ticket for 2024, and Kamala is out of the way. Oh my gosh! This scares the crap out of me. All right. Nonetheless, who knows? Just wow. Anyway. Hey, listen, folks, I've been doing this thing. I'm jumping. I'm changing subjects. Bear with me. Here we go. Ready? Switch over. Triple dipper for the day. Number one is the legislature is all in for gambling. So there's a new gambling bill. The old gambling bill that was in last year was so bad, so bad, that I feel certain that it would have been challenged on constitutional grounds right away. One of the reasons why it was so bad was because there are a number of, and you can look at it right now, they're advertising. I saw AL Daily News, Todd Stacey's website. They're actually advertising on his website right now, the Alabama Track Owners Association. People like the Milton McGregor family, who, how many times has that, has Green Track or Victory Land been raided for violating the laws and trying to set up illegal machines? I mean, multiple times, these same people, many of whom, I mean, there have been convictions out of the places they were going to put a monopoly together for. They literally were going to say, like Country Crossing, there were people that went to jail during the bingo scandals. There were, Milton McGregor stood trial. He was acquitted. But nonetheless, it doesn't mean his doors weren't locked because of violations of the law. And then there was, you know, Green Track. The storyline is that they haven't paid taxes in years. And yet these same power brokers had worked their way into the legislation By name, the legislature was preparing to pass a bill that would have said, if passed, that those same locations would be the only locations allowed to have a casino, plus one more that would have been up in North, like in Jackson County. So we were going to have like five or six casino operations going on around the state, influencing politics everywhere, by the way, and it was going to be a monopoly. Why is that not considered a violation of the free market? Oh, it is. Let me ask you this. What if you were told that your mayor and city council decided one day there will only be one supermarket chain in town? name one, Publix, Kroger, Food World, Winn-Dixie, whatever the case may be. Only one, just one. Doesn't matter how many, you know, people are in the town. We're only going to allow one. It's going to be, let's pick one. Let's pick Publix. Publix, you're the only one allowed to have a grocery store in our town. What happens to pricing? Well, they don't care. They have no more competition. They can do whatever they want. It's called a monopoly. We don't allow monopolies in the United States. We have antitrust laws that prevent that, and yet the Alabama legislature was going to do it? God almighty. It was an awful piece of legislation. It sickened me that they were thinking about doing this. If they bring it back up again, I'm going to wear them out. All right, folks, we're going to change gears. I'm coming back after the top of the hour talking about the China flu. The China flu. Where did this thing come from? China. We'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, going into 4 o'clock hour.